Henry Frick. Let's travel back to the 1890s, a time when America was growing fast. Big factories were popping up, cities were getting crowded, and steel was one of the most important industries in the country. But behind all that progress were workers, people who worked long hours and dangerous jobs for very little pay. One of the biggest clashes between business owners and workers happened at a place called Homestead Steelworks, and a man named Henry Frick was right in the middle of it. So, who was Henry Frick? He was a businessman from Pennsylvania who made a lot of money selling something called Coke. Not Coca-Cola, not cocaine, but a fuel used to make steel. He became super rich and ended up working with Andrew Carnegie, one of the most powerful men in America at that time. Together, they ran Carnegie Steel, and Frick was put in charge of the Homestead plant. Now, Frick wasn't exactly known for being kind to workers. He thought labor unions were bad for business. Unions are groups of workers who team up to fight for better pay and working conditions. Frick didn't want to deal with unions. He wanted total control. So the trouble begins. In 1892, the workers at Homestead were part of a strong union, and their contract with the company was about to expire. They wanted to talk about better wages, but Frick had no interest in negotiating. Instead, he decided to cut wages and break the union. And get this, Frick actually built a huge fence around the plant. People called it Fort Frick. And then Frick hired armed guards from a group called the Pinkertons to protect the factory and bring in new workers. It was clear Frick was ready to fight. A short time later, everything exploded. On July 6, 1892, the Pinkertons tried to sneak into the factory by boat early in the morning, but the workers were ready. A massive battle broke out. Guns were fired, people were throwing things, and chaos took over. When everything had settled down, at least 9 people were dead and dozens more were hurt. Eventually, the state militia, or what we call today the National Guard, came in to stop the violence. Frick reopened the plant with non-union workers, and after a few months, the strike collapsed. The workers lost their jobs, the union was crushed, and Frick got what he wanted. But that's not the end of the story with Frick. Just a few weeks after the battle, a man named Alexander Berkman, who wasn't even part of the union, tried to kill Frick in his office. He shot and then stabbed Frick, but Frick still managed to survive. The attack actually made the public feel more sympathy for Frick and less for the workers, which hurt the labor movement even more. So, why does this whole event matter? The Homestead Strike became one of the most famous labor conflicts in U.S. history. It showed just how far both sides were willing to go. Business owners to protect their power, and workers to fight for fair treatment. In the short term, it was a major defeat for the unions. In the long term, it helped open people's eyes to how badly workers were being treated. Henry Frick's role in the strike made him a hero to some and a villain to others. He helped build a steel empire, but at a great cost to the workers who kept it running. Henry Frick's role in the strike shows the intense conflict between business and labor during what was termed the Gilded Age. While he helped build one of the largest steel empires in the world, he also became a symbol of harsh treatment toward workers. The Homestead Strike reminds us how important it is to balance the power between employers and employees. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.